好啦，我哋去到议程嘅第十一项啦，其他事项。其他事项咧有两样嘢嘅，一个咧就我就收到咧就民建联大埔支部咧喺6月13号就俾咗封信我咧，就要求咧系响立区议会咧系讨论咧区内嘅大型车辆嘅泊位问题嘅。由于呢个事项咧系属于交通及运输委员会嘅职权范围啦，咁我建议咧就将呢个系讨论咧摆喺7月15号嘅交通及运输委员会会议席上咧系讨论嘅。咁第二项咧都系相关嘅议员嘅一啲提案啦。咁又由咧就系、是、三位议员咧就黄俊伟、关永业以及任启邦三位喺6月24号咧就俾信我，就住建议政府利用现有嘅支付系统咧发放6000元与18岁以上嘅香港永久税居民一事咧，要求在今次會議上討論的。但我看回呢，就根據我們大埔區議會的會議常規第13(1)條呢，任何議員如果要提出某事項呢，或者就事項提交文件會上討論呢，是需要10個正工作天呢向秘書處提交的。咁由於三位議員呢就未能夠符合上述的會議常規的規定呢，所以這個呢就沒辦法接受個討論啦。不過在這裡都可以講下的，就是其他幾位嘅議員咧，可以透過秘書處咧，將大家嘅建議咧，係交俾財經事務委員副務局咧，係要考慮嘅。咁呢個咧就提供俾大家係備悉嘅。咁大家其他事項咧，就最近咧就喺呢度咧，我都請指揮官咧同我哋係報告下嘅。咁由於大埔區咧近期發生咗咧就多宗嘅治安嘅問題啦，都引起咗咧社會人士嘅關注。今日咧，我就希望咧，就指揮官咧，從我哋咧係講講咧，就最近咧就大埔嘅治安問題同埋嘅事態嘅發展咧，向大家係匯報下嘅。咁就請阿指揮官同我哋簡單報告。
Thank you, Chairman, for the opportunity to comment upon the current crime situation within Taipo Division. The Taipo Crime Report covering the months of May and June has been tabled and reflects that overall crime has remained at the same level as that in March and April. However, I am pleased to reflect that overall crime within Taipo Division for the first 6 months of the year has dropped over 14% when compared to the same period of 2010. Taipo did record 6 robberies in June, which almost equaled the 7 recorded in the first 5 months of the year. Of the 7 cases reported in May and June, 6 have been detected. These included the excellent arrest of 8 suspects responsible for 3 robberies in June in the early hours of the 29th of June by my task force personnel, who recognised one of the suspects from CCTV footage. To put these numbers in perspective, the 13 cases of robbery recorded in the first 6 months of this year reflects a 32% drop in the number of robberies recorded compared to the first 6 months of 2010. Of equal concern to both the public and the police has been the recent spate of indecent assault cases recorded in around Kam San village. Again, my officers have taken these cases extremely seriously and significantly increased their presence in the area, which led to the recent successful arrest of a young male suspect on Sunday evening. Of note with this case was the prompt reporting of the incidents to the police and the considerable assistance subsequently given by one of the victims when she later identified her attacker and again promptly sought police assistance, which I'm pleased to say was promptly given. In summary, the police, like their local community, are extremely concerned when a new crime trend is identified and will deploy all available resources to combat such problems. We take offences against the persons, such as robberies and indecent assault cases, very seriously and do prioritise our resources to tackle such crimes. If there are any specific questions, I'll try and answer them.
好，就多謝指揮官。大家對住指揮官正話個解報，大家有冇咩提出嚟？係嘅，阿陳志超。
好，多謝主席。好簡單兩句，就指揮官所講咧，就雖然話嗰個嘅整體個治安嗰個數字唔係話有咩上升咩，但係反而關注就係而家我哋大埔所而家最近好幾單嘅案件咧，都有啲好啲後生仔嘅青年人， 咁呢方面咧，其實即係值得睇到嗰個年紀，即係話即係最近嗰個咩路牌嗰個都係十七。雖然我呢個人都表揚警方嗰邊破案係神速。咁而家帶到一點咧，就係而家嗰個似乎嗰個嘅嚴重罪案咧，開始有好後生嘅趨勢。我希望警方同埋其他地區人士關注呢點啦，唔該。
好，或者我哋聽埋阿羅信全之後，就請指揮官一併回應嘅。仲有好多位，係阿羅信全嚇。
好，多謝主席。咁啊，首先好多謝警方啦。咁可以喺七月三號晚咧，就迅速咁樣拉咗個疑犯啦。咁啊，呢一方面亦都透視咗。即係警民嘅合作係非常之重要嘅。由於事發咧，就喺今個六月份嘅十一號晚就開始發生咗一單青少年搶掠，係凌晨四點鐘啦，一個金毛嘅。咁啊，跟住六月廿一號就連續日頭發生咗兩單。咁我亦都同樣喺六月十四號就開始喺村裏面做嘢，同埋攝咗1200張單張，呼籲啲人咧就夜歸人少，小心出入嗰啲咁樣。跟住六月廿一號咧，一日裏邊發生咗兩單，都係青少年露體狂咁啊，亦都結埋非禮。兩位受害者咧都有俾個電話我咁樣。咁啊，最近咧就直至到六月廿七號嘅中午一點鐘左右發生多一單啦。咁啊，警方亦我都連同警方喺四點半就喺錦田新村一齊做嘢咁樣，亦都再貼咗啲通告呼籲啲市民。要同警方合作，有咩可以嘅人咧，就要即時報警啊！咁樣，咁啊，今次睇到咧，七月三號晚就即刻可以拉到各位疑犯啊！咁啊，但係而家咧就有一件事就話拉到固然釋除咗啲人嘅人心惶惶啦，但係就擔心咗會唔會係有另一個真正嘅色魔喺後邊咧？因為事主嘅媽媽咧就係高叫冤枉嘅，佢亦都叩見我咗兩日，但我都未接見佢，因為我就話警方就調查緊。亦都仲係事件再就刑人啊嗰啲咁嘅手續啦，咁我而家今朝知道咗消息之後咧，我都應承咗今晚會見佢哋，見佢媽媽咁樣。咁呢因為點解咧？因為根據舊年暑假有一個色魔咧，就係接近三十歲嘅，係喺錦和橋咧喺即係空襲咗一個女學生。咁啊，今次拉咗呢個十七歲嘅嗰、那個、那個後生仔咧，本身有啲智障嘅。咁希望警方咧，我個人嘅意見嚇，希望警方就冇因為呢一個啱啱搬嚟錦石鼓弄住嘅青少年，大概三個月到三月份搬入嚟嘅，由於係一個有少智障嘅，冇因為佢曾經喺大埔廣場有一單風化案而對佢有一個叫做睇法，咁為咗早日可以破案，係嘛？咁啊。作為有個交代就可以拉咗，即係即刻拉咗佢。希望公平啲去認人嘅手續做曬所有嘢先咯。多謝。
嗱，就我哋好冇咁樣樣咧，就由於就指揮官就主要同我哋匯報翻咧，就近期嗰啲罪案嘅事件啦。咁我哋就唔講到係一啲好具體裏邊點樣去處理啦，好嘛？咁就住指揮官正話所講，咁我就睇咗咧，就譚明芬係咪舉咗手啊？譚明芬、鄭俊平先到阿林傳，好嘛？咁就譚明芬。
多謝主席。每次因為就話阿羅議員咧提及一啲個案一啲人咧嘅一啲個人資料啊，即係可能秘書處要小心處理嗰個錄音嗰度啊。我明白阿司長咧，即係剛才所講咧，即係整體罪案率係有下跌。呢個其實過去一段時間咧，即係不論係警民警方啦，即係市民啦，以及係滅罪會啦，其實各方面係一個好大嘅努力，一齊即係共同努力嘅成果。呢點係值得肯定嘅。而都見到喺一啲嘅案件當中咧，警方亦都係有能力，係亦都好成功地咧去即係採取相關嘅執法行動。呢點亦都係要值得去肯定。只不過就係話，因為咁巧，即係有幾單嘅即係案件啊，即係不論係可能涉及到一流一啊，涉及到一啲呢風化案啊，或者係其他相關嘅案件咧，即係引起咗尤其是大埔居民嗰個關注，咁啊即係又唔好彩，即係有幾單都係上咗 A1 頭條。咁啊，即係如果即係其實警方除咗要即係展示嗰、那個即係執法能力之外咧，其實咧有陣時喺一啲嘅譬如之前警民關係 提出嗰、那個千里眼計劃其實係唔錯嘅，即係呢度點樣可以再強化一啲咧，即係令到即係全民皆兵咧。第二就係話嗰個即係前線嗰軍裝個警員嗰度咧，那個巡邏嗰個嘅要亦都要體現到俾人哋一個即係安心嗰、那個感嗰、那個感覺。唔係話要多啲自販公仔。走嚟走去嘅話，即係事實上你多啲嘅警員喺街上巡邏嘅話咧，係會俾人哋一個即係比較直接一啲安心嘅感覺。即係我哋希望都係呢方面咧，即係警方可以加強喺相關嘅巡邏咯。多謝主席。
好，鄭俊明議員就多一林轉。
多謝主席。我相信呢幾次嘅非禮案咧係個別事件，但係咧我喺咁耐我做議員同埋做喺滅罪委員會嗰陣時咧，我都提出咧喺暑假嘅時候啊。就真係嗰啲青少年聚集嘅地方咧，係特別要留意，譬如海濱公園啊，夜晚嗰啲夜店啊，咁啊希望警方咧，因為暑假而家啱啱又考完試啦，又放榜係會聚集咗好多呢啲青少年。我哋呢個月呢幾個月咧，都係覺得咧，我哋大埔呢啲青少年嗰個罪行係高咗。咁我成日都有同警民關係聯絡啊，都。成日提醒話：，哇，暑假啦，唔好俾啲細路啊聚集喺社分二，因為夜晚黑嘅時候咧，喺海濱公園咧，或者係其他公園啊，或者係啲大廈嘅露台咧，我哋好似大埔中心啊，以前大埔廣場都有啲細路喺度聚集，我都叫警方咧都能夠有時巡下嗰啲地方嘅。我都希望你今個暑假咧都能夠派啲警察多啲巡視下呢啲地方。
好，林傳宇，
多謝主席。咁喺會前咧，我哋民建聯大埔支部亦都俾咗一封信大埔警區啦，指揮官啦，咁亦都肯定咧大埔警區嘅警力嘅效率啦。咁啊，但係我哋亦都希望咧要求咧繼續加強個警力，維持大埔區個治安嘅。咁啊，但係我哋睇到咧大埔區個治安咧，即係一直都係保持喺一個良好嘅環境之下嘅。咁啊，但係亦都同之前幾位議員所講啦，就係、是、亦都希望加強咧，就係同我哋即係市民之間嗰個聯繫啦，亦都係好似之前嗰個千里眼計劃咁樣啦，就係、是、全民皆兵啦。咁啊，亦都係嚟緊咧見到嗰個犯案嗰個青少年嗰個犯案嗰個問題咧，就比較嚴重啲。咁啊，都係喺呢方面咧，即係將近暑假啦，咁啊，希望喺呢方面即係加強個功夫啦。亦都最後咧，希望咧。即係指揮官嚟到警區啦，咁啊知道大埔警區嘅警員咧都係好辛苦嘅，亦都希望多啲表揚佢哋嘅工作啦。多謝主席。
好，有冇同事係新嘅一啲意見？冇咧，咁我就請指揮官一併咧就係、是、回應大家嘅一啲提議啦嚇。
Thank you, Chairman.First of all, I'd like to say that the police are very grateful for the support that we have received from the community, particularly through the Eyes and Ears project, and also our intended projects for seeking assistance from villagers with the rural burglaries. It is very important that the police do work closely with the community and that we do seek your feedback and intelligence to help us ensure that the streets are kept safe.With respect to the involvement of youngsters in crime, we've reviewed the figures over the last 4 months. This last two-month period, May to June, 23% of arrestees were under the age of 20, and that is consistent with the same period in March, April. So at the moment, it seems to be relatively constant that less than one in four arrests are going to be under 20 years old.So there doesn't appear to be any significant increase in youth involvement in crime. However, we are very conscious of the concerns of the community, and in line with the regional commander's recent initiative, we will be carrying out an operation to target youth gangs and particularly areas where they do congregate. You're probably aware that we've been carrying out enhanced communications through our PCRO officers at the schools in the last month to try to ensure that youngsters appreciate how to avoid getting involved in crime, how to avoid being the victims of crime. We will be taking a more proactive approach, particularly at areas where they may well be congregating, including amusement game centres, internet cafes, and waterfront areas, parks, over the next months, particularly during the school holiday periods. So we are very conscious of this concern, and we will be paying more attention together with regional resources. So this is not purely a district initiative. This has been initiated by the regional commander. On a final comment, with respect to our methods by which we carry out our investigations, I'd like to reassure everybody that we are very impartial in the way that we carry out our investigations. We do not have any preconceived ideas as to who would be the suspect or guilty of an offence. We are very reliant upon evidence and the input from the victim. So I'd like to reassure you that there will not be any preconceived ideas following a subject's arrest. I hope that's covered the subject. Thank you.
好，就多謝指揮官就住各位同事關注問題咧，都作咗回應啦。咁正話好多同事都講啦，就警民嘅合作咧，就作為淡寶呢個社區咧，我哋都非常之重視咧。過往亦都即係有著嘅優良嘅傳統。我希望新指揮官嚟到之後咧，我哋繼續保持呢個合作關係，好嘛？咁今日嘅會議咧就開場咗啦，到此結束，就大致食晏嘅，多謝大家。